What's going on, guys? Today is Saturday, August 27, 2022. I hope you're having a great Saturday and an even better weekend. Listen, before we get going, I do want to say a little brief bit about me, a little backstory about me. When I was younger, I thought to myself, what would be nice to have like a couple properties, rent them out, have some tenants, you know, and not just live a simple life, but be, you know, take care of the building, obviously, befriend the tenants, be like a really friendly landlord, because I didn't really have that kind of experience with my landlords. They were just kind of cold and, you know, where's my rent, you know, give my rent and have, you know, see you later. I called them for help. They gave me appointments 2 weeks out. Like, I need my washing machine. What's going on here? They gave me like some story. Or you couldn't get them on the phone, or there's a leak, and they, you know, they're in the city, and you can't. They'll send someone out momentarily, and is it really that bad? Can you deal with it? Do you need something right now, CJ? Like, it was kind of, and I wanted to be that landlord who can give the tenants, you know, like a, I don't know, just give them like a customer service experience where it's like a positive. Like, damn, that CJ, yeah, his rent is somewhat high, but at least he's there when I call. You know, I wanted people to be like, you know, they got value for what they, you know, kind of like what I do here. Like, I want people to get value out of what I provide. And then looking back at it now, reading some of these horror stories for today's episode, I am so glad I did not go down that path, because this pandemic changed the entire game. And I have a conspiracy theory about that, but I'll leave that for the end of the episode. What changed was when the pandemic came, as you guys know, a lot of people were unable to work. A lot of people were unable to pay their bills. So what New York did, and I'm talking about New York in particular here, they passed eviction. Oh, man. Begins with an M. What is it called? Memorandum? No. Moratorium? I cannot say this word. Moratorium. I gotta read it to say it. Moratorium. It's Moratorium. Hey, I'm not perfect, man. I make mistakes. So, New York's eviction moratorium, basically meaning that landlords could not evict their tenants when they did not pay. And I understand that, being it's a pandemic, you could not get, you know, to work, you could not pay your rent, you could not pay your bills. But at the same time, the landlord has to pay his bills. Landlord has to pay the mortgage for his building, right? So the story is nearly 500,000 New Yorkers back around when the pandemic was in its prime owed back rent, with total debts amounting to over $2 billion. Now, in New York, they were using money allocated through the federal relief package that they had and some state funds. It was called the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, or ERAP for short. Right? It was designed to do a couple things. It would wipe out some of the rent debt that was burying tenants, right, and stabilize landlords' balance sheet somewhat. But it was also structured to create eviction protections. Now, this is what's the problem, and this is what is causing a lot of problems across states that have this. It would wipe out some of the rent debt and that was burying the tenants and stabilize landlords' balance sheets. It was also structured to create, again, eviction protections while tenants' applications work their way through the approval system. So think about that. They're going to create eviction protections while the tenants' applications are being worked through the system. Now, you guys know how the government works, especially when they're overwhelmed. I mean, we have things crashing on the servers. We got all kinds of issues, so many documents. And these applications were lengthy. So as you're processing this application, you can't evict your tenant. The tenant cannot be evicted. Even if they're not even approved at this point, we're still going through the approval process. Can't evict them under this program, right? Because they applied for assistance. So it created that buffer, right? Some people took months to get an answer. Because again, think about it, 500,000 New Yorkers are owed back rent. Almost 500,000. So if landlords accepted the money that was provided by the government, mostly federal money, they were locked into what's called a temporary rent freeze, and including some eviction protections for the following year. So the rollout, of course, was not smooth, right? Both landlords and tenants thought funding fell very short of what was needed. Money moved very slowly at first, and funds also ran out for months at a time. But approximately 156,415 people had their rent covered, with about $2 billion paid out so far. The program was considered the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, the ERAP, was a massive lifeline. That was back in, 2021, around that time, I'll say. Now, we're still dealing with somewhat of a housing crisis, still dealing with people struggling to make their rents. Especially this is in New York, we know rent is not very, very, very cheap. And this is what's going on. Now, there's many cases of there's many cases where landlords are strong, I don't want to say strong-arming, they're encouraging their tenants to apply to other programs. There's many different rental assistance programs. But a lot of the tenants are just, I guess you would say, squatting. Some of the tenants are just squatting or just refusing to answer any inquiries or any kind of request from the landlord. So imagine that. Imagine being a landlord where you're just trying to do your job. You're thinking, hey, this is going to be a cakewalk. I'm just going to have a turnkey business here, set up some properties, put them all nice. And they probably, you know, as a landlord, I was thinking about, you know, you remodel the building. You always watch these shows, like, you know, flip this house and all this stuff. Remodeling doesn't look that complicated, right? New cabinetry, new pipes, yada, 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 new doorknobs and this and that. And, you know, some fresh coat of paint here and there. And everything will be, you know, Gucci. But fortunately, this came around, and that was not the case. And that leads me to today's episode. Today's episode is about a story about a woman in New York. It's a frustrating story because, again, I know these people, the landlords. They don't want any trouble, right? They don't want bad reviews. It's 2022. You can leave a review about anybody or anything now. They don't want bad reviews. They just want to get their check, keep it moving. They don't want to have to struggle. They don't want to have to come chasing you for money. I get it, right? They don't want to hire a collection agency. They don't want to come banging on your door, calling you, texting you, chasing you down. Nobody wants this, right? Well, there's this person by the name of Kate Gladstone, also goes by Catherine Klein. She's known in the city, in the West Village, as the West Village Grifter. This woman has mastered, I want to say, the New York eviction moratorium. I have to read it again. Moratorium. New York's eviction moratorium. She mastered this system. How does she master it, CJ? Well, this woman has lived rent-free, guys, for 3 years. And she didn't live rent-free in like some like bullshit, you know, cheap-ass apartment. No. She lived rent-free in the West Village, which is not cheap by any standard. So Kate Gladstone, a.k.a. Catherine Klein, right, was finally evicted by owner Valentina Bajada and Heidi Russell's two-bedroom Barrow Street pad on Thursday, this past Thursday, in an hours-long spectacle which attracted a small crowd of workers and neighbors. And this all began back in June of 2019 when Gladstone moved in with her child, paying $2,000 a month. And you're saying to yourself, okay, well, it's her and her kid. $2,000 a month isn't too hefty for two people in New York. Well, it is when it's just for a room. It was $2,000 a month for a room in the apartment. Again, it was a month-to-month basis. Similar apartments in the neighborhood can rent for nearly $7,000 and up. This is New York. Almost as soon as Gladstone moved in, Russell, one of the homeowners, Heidi Russell, female, she asked her to leave so she could give the spare room to her mom, her own mom, who needed surgery. So this was an emergency. She's like, listen, I need you to leave. You're paying month to month, right? Month to month means there's no long-term lease. There's no contract. There's probably just an agreement saying you owe me this much every month. The lease can terminate at any time. Usually that's what happens, right? Let's see what happens. So she moved in. There's an Heidi says, my mom is sick. She needs surgery. I need you to leave. I'm sorry. So let's see what happens. What? Gladstone, Kate, whatever she wants to be known as, refused to budge. And in fact, stopped paying everything. This is according to court records. So Heidi went to the court in December of 2019, alleging in legal papers the woman took over the living room, the bathroom, and the kitchen. And get this, she didn't stop there. She wrote bizarre messages on the walls. And to make even things even crazier, she removed the smoke detectors and then accused her of stealing. But, so that's December 2019, and things get even wilder. So fast forward to March, so about December, January, February, March, was it 3 months later? About 3 months later, Gladstone finally agreed to leave. So March 31st, 2020, she agreed to leave. But what also happened that month or around that time was the then Governor Cuomo issued the COVID-19 eviction moratorium. The word that I can't say today. The word of the day is moratorium. He issued this COVID-19 eviction moratorium, the then Governor Cuomo. And again, I told you what that means. So in August of 2020, we're from March, now we're August. April, May, June, July, August, so about 5 months later. Russell, desperate at this point, spent days wandering the streets with her poodle just to avoid this woman. She ends up suing her in a bid to get her out, which caused the Post, New York Post, to put this West, what is her name again? What we call the West Village Grifter on the front page of the New York Post. Gladstone's face, Kate Gladstone, was plastered on posters around the neighborhood with the phrase hashtag West Village Grifter, and which also had a warning underneath, please alert your neighbors. Russell, thinking then, okay, I'll start there and I'll escalate things since she's not doesn't want to leave, even if I humiliate her, well, let me escalate things. Russell then tried to change the locks. So this point, in my opinion, Kate Gladstone is a what's known as a squatter. She's staying in this place. She's not paying her bills. She's not paying any bills. She's refusing to leave. And she's citing that she has every right to be there based upon this moratorium. Got the word right. So again, Russell tried to change the locks when Gladstone left for a few weeks one summer. Only to have, get this, New York. Only to have a housing court judge order her to let the freeloading tenant return. This woman can't afford rent, but she goes on a vacation for a week in the summer. This poor landlady, whatever you want to call her, who's trying to get her house back, changes the locks, says good riddance, now she can't come back. But Kate knows the system, knows the loopholes, goes to the court, now gets the housing court judge to order the landlord to let this freeloading, let Kate back in. Again, she was on a month-to-month term. Gladstone's behavior only got worse, folks. According to Russell, Heidi Russell, the unwanted roommate even sprayed chemicals, recorded her, and blasted music. So this is not someone you want to live with. This is not someone you want to live with at all. This is not a roommate you want to have. This is not an ideal situation. At this point, it has become complete harassment, almost. Now we're July 2021. That was last year. July 2021, the court greenlit a warrant to evict Gladstone, but required a status conference first. Don't know what that is. So let's see what it is. Well, Gladstone claimed financial hardship. I told you she knows the system. Gladstone claims financial hardship. It must be so, you must be so financially like in a pickle when you're able to take a vacation for a week in New York. When you're able to, how do you feed yourself? How do you, don't you have a kid? How do you feed the kid? How are you in a financial hardship? So she claims a financial hardship, which paused the system, paused the case for months. Now in March, Gladstone files a state emergency rental assistance program application, the ERAP. She filed a state emergency rental assistance program application, which again halted the entire eviction effort. Fast forward to August 5th, free of pandemic rules, which tied the court's hands at the time, and with Gladstone's ERAP bid denied, she got it finally denied. They refused to give her funds for it. Housing Court Judge Yvonne M. Asforis ordered the eviction to go forward, noting Gladstone had made life, quote, unbearable for Russell. Unbearable would be the nicest way to say what I want to say, which would be fucking miserable, fucking unbelievable. It should be a crime. She should go to jail. In the 3 years living there, listen to this, guys. Gladstone, who has a pending 2019 criminal case for forgery and grand larceny after allegedly stealing an ex's credit card to pay for hotel rooms, paid only a single month's rent. She paid $2,000 in the last 3 years of living there, folks. And she stole from her ex. And for some reason, she was paying for hotel rooms. Maybe for the vacations that she was taking. I don't know. Forgery and grand larceny. This is not an ideal citizen. This is not an ideal tenant. This is not even an ideal human being, in my opinion. It's the third West Village home she's been accusing of squatting in. Not the first, the third. She knows the system, folks. Now, this is over the couple of years. Now, on Thursday, an hour before City Marshal Robert Ranzulli arrived with a locksmith to enforce the 10 a.m. eviction, Gladstone, like the snake that she is, snuck out the building's back exit, ignoring all questions from the media. Marshal Ranzulli, entered the apartment to find Gladstone, 46 years old, had left behind her teenage daughter and a tiny dog, a Cavalier King Charles. I guess that's a type of breed. Doesn't sound like a... Yeah, I don't know tiny dogs. I know Great Danes. I know Pit Bulls. You know, these little designer dogs I'm not familiar with. A Cavalier King Charles dog named Happy. As she sought yet another reprieve from the courts. So she's trying to, again, wiggle her way out of this situation. NYPD officers then warned Gladstone to come back for her daughter. You got to tell someone to come back for your... Eventually, she returned, shielding her face and refusing to answer questions. We know what she looks like. I got the photos. I'll post them. You got to see this one. I have mixed emotions, Russell said Thursday, as she worried Gladstone would accuse her of stealing her belongings. Gladstone has, quote, has used every angle she can think of to avoid leaving. Russell and Bajada's attorney Arthur Schwartz wrote in one legal response, "It is not clear if the Thursday's eviction is the final chapter. Gladstone is due in court Monday as she again appeals to get back in." Wow, she's due in court Monday as she again appeals. She doesn't want to leave this place. And her lawyer did not respond to any questions from the media. But what's interesting is this landlord. Think about this lady. Think about Heidi. She's still paying her mortgage. She's still paying her taxes, I'm sure, right? She had to pay something for the last 3 years. She is still paying those bills. Is she going to get this money back? Is she going to recoup this money from the state or the city? No. Who's going to cover her costs? Who's going to cover these expenses? She could have easily rented this out. What happened to her poor mom? Where did her poor mom have to stay? I hope her mom didn't stay in this building with this lady playing all this music and doing God knows what in this place with the dog and everything. You know? I feel bad for the landlord. I feel bad for the landlord. I do. I mean, I don't know much about her, but I could see the frustration. Imagine 3 years. 3 years. She has a daughter and a dog. It's not just by herself. She has her daughter and her dog involved in this whole craziness, this whole squatter situation. The squatters has a daughter and a dog, is what I'm saying. And she's not going to... The landlord, Heidi, is not going to recoup this money. You and I both know. Heidi Russell, I'm sorry. And it's not over because she's still paying court fees and she's paying her lawyer fees. So it's adding up. And now if she has a case on Monday against Kate Gladstone or whatever her name is, Catherine Klein, whatever she wants to go with, that's more court fees and more lawyer fees, right? And what if she wins? What if she's able to argue and she able to, whatever, finagle her way back in to this building? Now she's there for another Lord knows how long. And all this time is going by and she's and the landlady... is not making any money. She's spending money. She is spending money, and it makes me wonder how many other people have worked the system, not as bad as this, but similarly, like very similar. It's upsetting to me because again, I was someone who wanted to do this. I thought this would be a good business to have to leave behind for my family. You know, just have constant revenue coming in, and maybe at one point it was. But going forward, I don't believe so. And I have a theory behind it. And again, this is where the conspiracy thing I talked about earlier in the episode. My conspiracy theory is that companies like BlackRock and maybe even Zillow may buy up these properties, all of these housing properties, all these rental properties, and they may own it under their management, especially BlackRock. And you'll end up paying BlackRock directly. Because think about what's going to happen is eventually... And again, this is just a conspiracy. This is just what I believe. I got nothing to back it up. I can't back up any of this part going forward. This is what I believe. That BlackRock is going to buy up... They're going to say, listen, landlord. Listen, Heidi. You're not getting money from this lady's piece of shit. You're not getting any money. We'll cut a check right now. We'll give you market value. We'll give you above market value. Right? BlackRock buys up the entire neighborhood. Right? They buy up the entire neighborhood. Either they knock it down, put up a high rise, or they rent it out personally. Now they have control over the block. They do that house to house, and next thing you know, they start buying up because of the pandemic, because of all the people who couldn't pay their rent. They're able to buy up these properties, probably for pennies on the dollar, and they're able to either flip it down the road, or what I believe is, I think I read it somewhere that BlackRock said, or somebody there said, you'll own nothing and you'll love it. So maybe that's the whole goal, right? It's like you're not going to own your house. You're not going to own a property. You're just going to be paying rent, and it's going to be a constant revenue stream for these big corporations. Knocking out the middleman, you know, the small business owner like Heidi, who's just trying to make some, a side hustle, or maybe she's trying to start her own rental business, right? Maybe that's all going to be outsourced. They're all going to be not outsourced, taken over by big corporations such as BlackRock. That's my theory. And if you don't pay BlackRock, I mean, that's a big corporation. They have big fancy lawyers. I'm sure they'll be able to say, get out. We got someone to come in and they'll take it. And they'll just keep, you know, like a revolving door. You know, it's different when it's individual versus a corporate owned enterprise. And in my belief, when BlackRock owns the property, they're going to have you sign a lease that in that lease it's going to say, if you miss a payment, you're out. That's void of all whatever moratoriums, whatever the hell it's called. I mean, that's my conspiracy. I think that's what's going to happen. I think it's going to happen with a lot of things. I think that's part of the reason why we're pushing the electric car movement. I think eventually people are just going to say, you know what? It's cheaper to just not even own a car and just Uber and Lyft everywhere, and or just rent a car, and this way we're saving the environment, and we have less bills or less, we have less of a lot of things, less freedom, less bills. But Conspiracy Saturday, that's where I'm going with it. What do you guys think of my conspiracy? Am I crazy, or do you see my point? Do you see this as being the first step to giving up home ownership? I truly believe eventually the majority of home ownership will be owned by big corporations such as BlackRock, such as Zillow. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Again, that's Saturday. Keep your head on a swivel, guys. There's craziness in every state. It's not just New York. It's everywhere. And it's not just America. It's all over. I've seen videos from the UK, to Italy. Shout out to you guys in the UK and Italy. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I love you guys. But all of you guys, you have to be alert at all times. I mean, when you're at Walmart, when you're walking down the street, when you're leaving the restaurant, when you're walking in the parking lot, that person that's behind you, just eating a bag of Cheetos, whatever, and you're thinking, things are cool, ain't no problem, don't be so sure. Just, be ready, be alert. And that goes for men, women, children, all of that, all of the above. Have something on you to defend yourself at all times. All right, guys, I'll definitely talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great Saturday night. And don't forget, I love y'all. All right, peace.